The Memory Book, How to Remember Anything You Want. By Harry Lorraine. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Memory Book, How to Remember Anything You Want by Harry Lorraine is a comprehensive guide to improving your memory. It covers a wide range of topics, from basic memory techniques to more advanced strategies. The book begins by discussing the importance of memory and how it can be improved. It then goes on to explain the different types of memory and how they work. It also covers the basics of memorization, such as mnemonics and visualization. The book then moves on to more advanced techniques, such as the use of memory palaces and the use of memory aids. It also covers the use of memory games and other activities to help improve memory. Finally, the book provides tips and advice on how to maintain a good memory and how to use it effectively. The Memory Book is written in an easy-to-understand style and is full of practical advice. It is suitable for both beginners and experienced memory enthusiasts. The book is divided into four sections: Memory Basics, Memory Techniques, Memory Aids, and Memory Maintenance. Each section contains detailed explanations and examples of the topics discussed. The book also includes a glossary of terms and a list of resources for further study. The Memory Book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their memory. It provides a comprehensive overview of the different types of memory and how they work, as well as detailed instructions on how to use memory techniques and aids. It also provides tips and advice on how to maintain a good memory and how to use it effectively. The book is an essential guide for anyone looking to improve their memory and make the most of their mental abilities. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Use mnemonic devices. Mnemonic devices are tools that help you remember information by associating it with something more memorable. They can be used to remember anything from facts to lists to names. Main idea number 2. Use visualization. Visualization is a powerful tool for remembering information. By creating vivid mental images of the information you want to remember, you can make it easier to recall. Main idea number 3. Use acronyms. Acronyms are a type of mnemonic device that uses the first letter of each word in a phrase to create a new word or phrase. This can be used to remember lists, facts, or any other type of information. Main idea number 4. Use rhymes. Rhymes are another type of mnemonic device that uses words or phrases that rhyme to help you remember information. This can be used to remember facts, lists, or any other type of information. Main idea number 5. Use chunking. Chunking is a technique for breaking down large amounts of information into smaller, more manageable chunks. This can help you remember information more easily. Main idea number 6. Use repetition. Repetition is a powerful tool for remembering information. By repeating information over and over again, you can make it easier to recall. Main idea number 7. Use associations. Associations are a type of mnemonic device that uses the association of two or more items to help you remember information. This can be used to remember facts, lists, or any other type of information. Main idea number 8. Use imagery. Imagery is a powerful tool for remembering information. By creating vivid mental images of the information you want to remember, you can make it easier to recall. Main idea number 9. Use location memory. Location memory is a technique for remembering information by associating it with a specific location. This can be used to remember facts, lists, or any other type of information. Main idea number 10. Use storytelling. Storytelling is a powerful tool for remembering information. By creating a story that incorporates the information you want to remember, you can make it easier to recall. Main idea number 11. Use the alphabet. The alphabet is a powerful tool for remembering information. By associating information with each letter of the alphabet, you can make it easier to recall. Main idea number 12. Use music. Music is a powerful tool for remembering information. By associating information with a song or melody, you can make it easier to recall. Main idea number 13. Use colors. Colors are a powerful tool for remembering information. By associating information with a specific color, you can make it easier to recall. Main idea number 14. Use numbers. Numbers are a powerful tool for remembering information. By associating information with a specific number, you can make it easier to recall. Main idea number 15. Use the link method. The link method is a type of mnemonic device that uses the association of two or more items to help you remember information. This can be used to remember facts, lists, or any other type of information. Main idea number 16. Use the PEG method. The PEG method is a type of mnemonic device that uses the association of two or more items to help you remember information. This can be used to remember facts, lists, or any other type of information. Main idea number 17. Use the journey method. The journey method is a type of mnemonic device that uses the association of two or more items to help you remember information. This can be used to remember facts, lists, or any other type of information. Main idea number 18. Use the loci method. The loci method is a type of mnemonic device that uses the association of two or more items to help you remember information. This can be used to remember facts, lists, or any other type of information. Main idea number 19. Use the major system. The major system is a type of mnemonic device that uses the association of two or more items to help you remember information. This can be used to remember facts, lists, or any other type of information. Main idea number 20. Use the phonetic alphabet. The phonetic alphabet is a type of mnemonic device that uses the association of two or more items to help you remember information. This can be used to remember facts, lists, or any other type of information. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Mnemonic devices are a great way to help you remember information. They work by associating the information you want to remember with something more memorable. For example, if you want to remember the order of the planets in the solar system, you could use the mnemonic device, "My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas," which stands for Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Mnemonic devices can also be used to remember lists, names, and other facts. For example, if you want to remember the names of the 7 dwarves in Snow White, you could use the mnemonic device, "Sleepy, Dopey, Grumpy, Bashful, Sneezy, Happy, and Doc." Mnemonic devices are a great way to help you remember information. They are easy to use and can help you remember anything from facts to lists to names. So the next time you need to remember something, try using a mnemonic device. Main idea number 2. Visualization is a powerful tool for remembering information. By creating vivid mental images of the information you want to remember, you can make it easier to recall. Visualization can be used to remember facts, figures, dates, names, and more. For example, if you want to remember the date of a historical event, you can create a mental image of the event taking place on that date. You can also use visualization to remember the names of people you meet by associating their names with a mental image of them. Visualization can also be used to remember complex concepts. For example, if you are trying to remember the steps of a process, you can create a mental image of each step in the process. This can help you to remember the order of the steps and the details of each step. Visualization can also be used to remember the details of a story or a book by creating mental images of the characters and the events that take place. Visualization is a powerful tool for remembering information, and it can be used in many different ways. By creating vivid mental images of the information you want to remember, you can make it easier to recall. Main idea number 3. Acronyms are a great way to remember information quickly and easily. By taking the first letter of each word in a phrase, you can create a new word or phrase that is easy to remember. For example, the acronym ROY-GBIV stands for the colors of the rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. This is a great way to remember the order of the colors without having to memorize them. Acronyms can also be used to remember lists or facts. For example, the acronym HOMES can be used to remember the five Great Lakes: Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior. This is a great way to remember the names of the lakes without having to memorize them. Acronyms are a great tool for remembering information quickly and easily. By taking the first letter of each word in a phrase, you can create a new word or phrase that is easy to remember. This can be used to remember lists, facts, or any other type of information. Main idea number 4. Using rhymes is a great way to remember information. Rhymes are a type of mnemonic device that uses words or phrases that rhyme to help you recall information. This can be used to remember facts, lists, or any other type of information. For example, if you need to remember the order of the planets in our solar system, you could use the phrase, "My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas," to help you remember that Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto are the planets in order from the Sun. Rhymes can also be used to remember lists of items. For example, if you need to remember the colors of the rainbow, you could use the phrase, "Richard of York gave battle in vain," to help you remember that the colors of the rainbow are red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Using rhymes is a great way to help you remember information. It's a fun and easy way to help you recall facts, lists, and other types of information. So the next time you need to remember something, try using a rhyme to help you out. Main idea number 5. Chunking is a powerful technique for improving your memory. It involves breaking down large amounts of information into smaller, more manageable chunks. This makes it easier to remember and recall the information. For example, if you need to remember a long list of items, you can break it down into smaller groups of related items. This makes it easier to remember each group and then recall the entire list. Chunking can also be used to remember numbers. Instead of trying to remember a long string of digits, you can break it down into smaller chunks. For example, if you need to remember a phone number, you can break it down into 3 chunks of 3 digits each. This makes it easier to remember and recall the number. Chunking is a great way to improve your memory and make it easier to remember and recall information. It can be used for any type of information, from lists to numbers to facts and figures. Give it a try and see how it can help you remember more. Main idea number 6. Repetition is a powerful tool for remembering information. It can help you to commit facts, figures, and other details to memory. By repeating information over and over again, you can make it easier to recall. This is because repetition helps to create strong neural pathways in the brain, making it easier to access the information when needed. Repetition can be used in a variety of ways. You can repeat information out loud, write it down, or even use visual cues to help you remember. For example, if you are trying to remember a list of items, you can repeat the list out loud or write it down multiple times. You can also create a visual representation of the list, such as a diagram or chart, to help you remember the items. Repetition is a great way to help you remember information. By repeating the information multiple times, you can create strong neural pathways in the brain, making it easier to access the information when needed. So, if you want to remember something, try repeating it over and over again. Main idea number 7. Associations are a powerful tool for improving your memory. By associating 2 or more items together, you can create a mental link that will help you remember the information. For example, if you need to remember the names of the 7 dwarfs from Snow White, you could create an association between each dwarf and a physical characteristic. For example, you could associate Dopey with his big ears, Grumpy with his frown, and so on. By creating these associations, you can easily remember the names of the seven dwarfs. Another way to use associations is to create a story or a mental image that links the items together. For example, if you need to remember a list of items, you could create a story that involves each item. For example, if you need to remember the items in a grocery list, you could imagine a story where each item is used in some way. This could be a story about a family going on a picnic and using each item in the list to make a delicious meal. Using associations is a great way to improve your memory and recall information. By creating mental links between items, you can easily remember facts, lists, and other types of information. Associations can also be used to remember more complex information, such as formulas or equations. By creating associations between the different parts of the equation, you can easily remember the formula and use it when needed. Main idea number 8. Imagery is a powerful tool for remembering information. By creating vivid mental images of the information you want to remember, you can make it easier to recall. For example, if you want to remember the name of a person, you can imagine them standing in front of you, wearing a shirt with their name on it. Or if you want to remember a list of items, you can imagine them arranged in a certain order, like a grocery list on a refrigerator door. The more vivid and detailed the image, the easier it will be to remember. You can also use imagery to remember facts and figures. For example, if you want to remember the date of a historical event, you can imagine a calendar with the date circled in red. Or if you want to remember a mathematical equation, you can imagine a chalkboard with the equation written on it. Imagery is a great way to make information more memorable. By creating vivid mental images of the information you want to remember, you can make it easier to recall. Main idea number 9. Location memory is a powerful tool for remembering information. It works by associating a piece of information with a specific location. For example, if you wanted to remember a list of items, you could associate each item with a different location in your house. When you need to recall the list, you can simply imagine yourself walking through your house and visiting each location to remember the items. Location memory can also be used to remember facts or other types of information. For example, if you wanted to remember the date of a historical event, you could associate it with a location in your city. When you need to recall the date, you can imagine yourself visiting that location and the date will come to mind. Location memory is a great way to remember information because it helps to create vivid mental images that are easy to recall. It also helps to make the information more meaningful and memorable. With practice, you can use location memory to remember almost anything you want. Main idea number 10. Storytelling is a great way to remember information. It helps to create a vivid image in your mind that can be easily recalled. By creating a story that incorporates the information you want to remember, you can make it easier to recall. For example, if you want to remember the order of the planets in the solar system, you could create a story about a group of astronauts traveling through the solar system. The first planet they visit is Mercury, then Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and finally Pluto. By creating a story that incorporates the planets in the correct order, you can easily remember the order of the planets in the solar system. Storytelling can also be used to remember facts and figures. For example, if you want to remember the population of a certain city, you could create a story about a group of people traveling to that city. As they approach the city, they notice that the population is increasing. They count the number of people they see and come up with the population of the city. By creating a story that incorporates the population of the city, you can easily remember the population of the city. Storytelling is a great way to remember information. It helps to create a vivid image in your mind that can be easily recalled. By creating a story that incorporates the information you want to remember, you can make it easier to recall. So the next time you need to remember something, try using storytelling to help you remember it. Main idea number 11. The alphabet is a powerful tool for remembering information. By associating information with each letter of the alphabet, you can create an effective memory system. For example, you can use the first letter of each word in a list to create an acronym. This can help you remember the list more easily. You can also use the alphabet to create a mnemonic device. This involves associating words with each letter of the alphabet to create a phrase or sentence that helps you remember the information. For example, you could use the phrase, "Every good boy does fine," to remember the notes on the lines of a treble clef in music. The alphabet can also be used to create visual images. For example, you could use the letters of the alphabet to create a mental image of a person or object that helps you remember the information. You could also use the alphabet to create a story or narrative that helps you remember the information. This can be especially helpful when trying to remember a sequence of events or facts. Using the alphabet to remember information can be a powerful tool. It can help you create effective memory systems and visual images that make it easier to recall the information. With practice, you can use the alphabet to remember anything you want. Main idea number 12. Using music to remember information is a powerful tool. It can help you to recall information more easily by associating it with a song or melody. For example, if you are trying to remember a list of items, you can create a song or melody that incorporates each item. This will help you to remember the list more easily. Additionally, you can use music to help you remember facts or figures. By creating a rhythm or beat that corresponds to the numbers or facts, you can make it easier to recall them. The memory book, How to Remember Anything You Want by Harry Lorraine, provides a comprehensive guide to using music to remember information. It covers topics such as how to create a song or melody to help you remember, how to use rhythm and beats to remember facts and figures, and how to use music to help you recall information more easily. It also provides tips and tricks for using music to help you remember information more effectively. Main idea number 13. Colors can be used to help you remember information more easily. By associating a certain color with a specific piece of information, you can make it easier to recall. For example, if you are trying to remember the order of the planets in the solar system, you could assign each planet a different color. Then, when you need to recall the order, you can simply remember the colors associated with each planet. Colors can also be used to help you remember facts or figures. For example, if you are trying to remember the population of a certain city, you could assign a color to each digit in the population. Then, when you need to recall the population, you can simply remember the colors associated with each digit. Using colors to remember information can be a powerful tool. It can help you recall information more quickly and easily, and can make it easier to remember complex facts and figures. So, the next time you need to remember something, try using colors to help you out. Main idea number 14. Numbers are a powerful tool for remembering information. By associating information with a specific number, you can make it easier to recall. For example, if you need to remember a list of items, you can assign each item a number. This way, when you need to recall the list, you can simply remember the numbers and the items will come to mind. Additionally, you can use numbers to remember dates, phone numbers, addresses, and other important information. Another way to use numbers to remember information is to create a story or image that incorporates the numbers. For example, if you need to remember a list of items, you can create a story that involves each item and its corresponding number. This way, when you need to recall the list, you can simply remember the story and the items will come to mind. Finally, you can use numbers to remember facts and figures. By associating a number with a fact or figure, you can make it easier to recall. For example, if you need to remember a list of facts, you can assign each fact a number. This way, when you need to recall the list, you can simply remember the numbers and the facts will come to mind. Main idea number 15. The link method is a great way to remember information. It works by associating two or more items together in order to create a link that will help you remember the information. For example, if you wanted to remember the names of the seven dwarfs from Snow White, you could link each name to a different item. You could link Dopey to a clown, Grumpy to a bear, Sleepy to a bed, Bashful to a shy person, Sneezy to a sneeze, Happy to a smile, and Doc to a doctor. By creating these associations, you can easily remember the names of the seven dwarfs. The link method can also be used to remember facts or lists. For example, if you wanted to remember the order of the planets in the solar system, you could link each planet to a different item. You could link Mercury to a thermometer, Venus to a mirror, Earth to a globe, Mars to a red planet, Jupiter to a giant, Saturn to a ring, Uranus to a sideways planet, and Neptune to a trident. By creating these associations, you can easily remember the order of the planets in the solar system. The link method is a great way to remember information. It works by creating associations between items that will help you remember the information. By creating these associations, you can easily remember facts, lists, or any other type of information. Main idea number 16. The PEG method works by associating items in a list with a series of numbers or words. For example, if you wanted to remember a list of items, you could associate each item with a number. The first item in the list could be associated with the number 1, the second item with the number 2, and so on. This way, when you need to recall the list, you can simply remember the numbers and the items associated with them. The PEG method can also be used to remember facts or other types of information. For example, if you wanted to remember the date of a historical event, you could associate it with a word or phrase. For example, if the event happened on July 4th, you could associate it with the phrase, 4th of July. This way, when you need to recall the date, you can simply remember the phrase and the date associated with it. The PEG method is a great way to remember information because it helps you to create associations between items that are easy to remember. It also helps to break down complex information into smaller, more manageable chunks. With practice, you can use the PEG method to remember almost anything. Main idea number 17. The journey method is a powerful tool for memorizing information. It works by associating two or more items together in a way that helps you remember them. For example, if you wanted to remember the names of the seven dwarfs from Snow White, you could imagine them on a journey together. You could imagine them walking through a forest, with Dopey leading the way, followed by Grumpy, Bashful, Sleepy, Sneezy, Happy, and finally Document. By picturing the dwarfs on their journey, you can easily remember their names in the correct order. The journey method can also be used to remember facts, lists, or any other type of information. For example, if you wanted to remember the order of the planets in the solar system, you could imagine them on a journey around the sun. You could imagine Mercury leading the way, followed by Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and finally Neptune. By picturing the planets on their journey, you can easily remember their order. The journey method is a great way to remember information. It works by associating two or more items together in a way that helps you remember them. By picturing the items on a journey, you can easily remember the information in the correct order. Main idea number 18. The loci method is a powerful mnemonic device that can help you remember any type of information. It works by associating two or more items together in order to create a mental image that can be used to recall the information. To use the loci method, you first need to create a mental image of a familiar place, such as your home or a place you visit often. Then, you need to imagine yourself walking through that place and associating each item you want to remember with a specific location. For example, if you wanted to remember a list of items, you could imagine yourself walking through your home and placing each item in a specific room or location. This will help you to remember the list of items more easily. The loci method is a great way to remember information because it uses the power of visualization and association to help you recall the information. It is also a great way to organize information, as it allows you to create a mental map of the information that can be easily recalled. Additionally, the loci method can be used to remember any type of information, from facts to lists to complex concepts. The loci method is a powerful tool that can help you remember any type of information. By creating a mental image of a familiar place and associating each item you want to remember with a specific location, you can easily recall the information. Additionally, the loci method can be used to organize information and create a mental map that can be easily recalled. With practice, the LOCI method can be a powerful tool to help you remember any type of information. Main idea number 19. The major system is a powerful mnemonic device that can help you remember facts, lists, or any other type of information. It works by associating two or more items together in order to create a mental image that can be recalled easily. For example, if you wanted to remember the list of items in a grocery store, you could associate each item with a number. For example, milk could be associated with the number 1, eggs with the number 2, and so on. By creating these associations, you can easily recall the list of items when you need to. The major system can also be used to remember facts or other types of information. For example, if you wanted to remember the date of a historical event, you could associate the date with a number. For example, the date of the Battle of Hastings could be associated with the number 1066. By creating this association, you can easily recall the date when you need to. The major system is a powerful tool that can help you remember any type of information. By creating associations between items, you can easily recall the information when you need to. With practice, you can become an expert at using the major system to remember any type of information. Main idea number 20. The phonetic alphabet is a great tool for memorizing information. It works by associating two or more items together to help you remember the information. For example, if you wanted to remember the word cat, you could associate it with the phonetic alphabet word Charlie. This way, when you hear the word Charlie, you will immediately think of the word cat. This technique can be used to remember facts, lists, or any other type of information. The phonetic alphabet is also useful for remembering names. For example, if you wanted to remember the name John, you could associate it with the phonetic alphabet word Juliet. This way, when you hear the word Juliet, you will immediately think of the name John. This technique can be used to remember any type of name, whether it is a person's name, a place name, or a product name. The phonetic alphabet is a great tool for memorizing information quickly and easily. It is a simple and effective way to remember facts, lists, and names. With a little practice, you can use the phonetic alphabet to remember anything you want. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.